إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. This is another lesson that we're having, reading from the explanation of Al-Usul al-Thalatha by Fadilة الشيخ صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى. Last week we left off on a statement of the author رحمه الله تعالى الشيخ الإمام محمد بن عبد الوهاب. He mentioned another supplication for the reader, where he says, "I'alam arshadakallahu li ta'atihi." Know, may Allah Ta'ala guide you to His obedience. And we mentioned previously that this shows you the gentleness of the author. And I believe this is the third time that he's supplicating for the reader, that Allah Azza wa Jal guides the individual to His obedience, that Allah Ta'ala guides the individual to that which is good in this life and in the next. He said, إِنَّ الْحَنِفِيَّةَ مِلَّةُ إِبْرَاهِيمِ أَن تَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَحْدَهُ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينِ وَبِذَلِكَ أَمَرَ اللَّهُ جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ وَخَلَقَهُمْ لَهَا. And then he mentions the proof, وَمَعْنَى يَعْبُدُونَ يُوَحِّدُونَ وأعظم ما أمر الله به التوحيد وهو إفراد الله بالعبادة وأعظم ما نهى الله عنه الشرك وأعظم ما نهى الله أو وأعظم ما نهى عنه الشرك وهو دعوة غيره معه. And then he mentioned the دليل for that. والدليل قوله تعالى واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا from سورة النساء. In Surah An-Nisa, which is the 36th verse. So we start by saying the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, is supplicating once again for the listener, for the reader. And then he says that now he's going on to explain what is Al-Hanifiyya. Sheikh Salih Fawzan, habibullah ta'ala, he mentions the meaning of Al-Hanifiyya, wa hiya al-millatu al-ma'ilatu ani shirki ila tawheed. This is the religion where the individual goes away from shirk and he goes toward a tawheed. And this, he mentions, وَإِبْرَاهِيمُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. Ibrahim, he was Hanif and he was Muslim. Hanif, مَائِلًا عَنِ الشِّرْكِ وَمُعْرِدًا عَنْهُ إِلَى التَّوْحِيدِ. And Ibrahim, عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, he was away from shirk and he was turning toward a tawheed. And the reason why he mentions Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, because Ibrahim is called Abu al-Anbiya. He is called the prophet, the father of the prophets. The reason why they speak of that he is given the nickname as the father of the prophets is because Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, all of the prophets after him came from his lineage. All of the prophets after him, they came from his lineage. And Allah Ta'ala mentions that which Ibrahim alayhi went through in terms of being a prophet and a messenger. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. مثلاً in Surah An-Nahl, إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يكن من المشركين. Verily, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was an ummah. He was like a nation by himself. He was submitting to Allah and he was not from amongst the mushrikeen. He was not from amongst those who attributed partners with Allah Azza wa Jal. We know the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. You find it in many places in the Quran where Ibrahim, his father Azar, was upon disobedience to Allah. And he says to his father, this is in the Quran, Ya habati la ta'budu shaytan. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلرَّحْمَنِ عَصِيًّا. Oh my father, do not obey the shaytan, for verily the shaytan was disobedient to Allah. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he disassociated himself from his father. He called his father to Tawheed. He said to his father, that knowledge has come to me that has not come to you. So follow me and I will guide you to that which is correct. So Ibrahim, even as a young boy, alayhi salatu salam, Ibrahim was calling his father to Tawheed. Ibrahim was warning his father against shirk. And he also did it with his people. Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, as Allah barakallahu said, لَقَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. You have in Ibrahim and the people who were with him the best example. إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Verily, we are free from you. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, as a young boy, he called his father to Tawheed. He forbade his father from shirk. And he called his people to Tawheed, and you had from amongst his people those who believed in him and followed him. And walillahi alhamd, this is something wonderful. And this is the type of thing that we should, encourage our children to read. The type of individuals that we should encourage our children to read. One thing that is upon the parents to understand is that their children, they will attach themselves to a personality. That which is known is that children, they attach themselves to personalities. So when you, مثلاً, when you teach your child about Ibrahim, and when you teach your child about the story of Ibrahim and what he did with his father, what he did with his people, the fact that Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam was thrown into the fire, and the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Kuni, ya nari kuni bardan wa salaman. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O fire, be cool and comfort for Ibrahim. So when you teach your children these Islamic personalities, they would attach themselves to these Islamic personalities. When you teach them the story of Ibrahim and that which he went through even as a young child, when you teach them the story of Musa and that which he went through, when you teach them the story of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and that which he went through, when you teach them the story of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and that which he went through, when you teach them the story of Yusuf and that which alayhi salam and that which he went through, when you teach them the stories of these prophets and of these messengers, then you would find your children, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, attaching themselves to these personalities and trying to imitate these personalities. And the opposite for the opposite. When you don't teach your children these personalities, then you find them being attached to present-day personalities from amongst the people of shirk, such as, madharan, you have the children, them attaching themselves to basketball players and loving basketball players. And you find them attaching themselves to movie stars and loving movie stars. Why do they do so? Because you, as a parent, you have not instilled in them the love of Islamic personalities. So the deficiency falls back on the parent. The author, Hafiz Allah, the author, Rahim Allah Ta'ala, says, verily, Ibrahim was an ummah. He was an individual who was a nation. And he was a nation, even though he was by himself. He was an individual that people can follow. He was a guidance for the people. He was calling them to Tawheed. So Ibrahim, إِنَّ الْحَنِفِيَّ مِلَّةُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. It is the way of Ibrahim. And the best of the prophets and the messengers is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best of the prophets and the messengers after the Prophet Muhammad is Ibrahim. And so you had the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yani the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's a Sahaba, that the best of the prophets after him was Ibrahim, because he's the father of the prophets and the messengers. But مثلاً, you had in the narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Aisha, I know when you're upset with me. And she said, how? He said, when you're pleased with me, you said, I swear by your Lord, meaning the Lord of Muhammad. But when you're upset with me, he said, you swear by the Lord of Ibrahim. So this shows that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he instilled in his companions the fact that Ibrahim was the best of the prophets and the messenger after our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the fact that we follow the religion of Ibrahim, this is in the Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al Imran, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيٍّ وَلَا نَصْرَانِيٍّ وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Surah Al Imran, indeed Ibrahim was not a Yahud, nor was he a Christian, but he was Hanif, he was pure. He was submissive to Allah and he was not from amongst the mushrikeen. And likewise in Surah Al-Nahl, والله أكبر قرأت says ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفة. Verily we have revealed to you to follow the religion of Ibrahim. So we follow the religion of Ibrahim. يعني we follow the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ordered to follow. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ordered to follow the religion of Ibrahim. So the believers, the Muslims, we follow the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he followed the religion of Ibrahim. But what was the religion of Ibrahim? The author explains, أن تعبد الله وحده مخلصا له الدين. The religion of Ibrahim is that you worship Allah alone, being sincere for him in the religion. Is that you worship Allah alone. Notice that the author says, أن تعبد الله وحده. That you worship Allah alone. Not that you just worship Allah, because many people, if you speak to many religions, they say we worship God. If you speak to the Jews, they say we worship God. When you speak to the Christians, they say we worship God. When you speak to the Muslims that worship the grave, they say we worship God. So that's why the author says no, to worship Allah alone, being sincere for him in the religion. To worship Allah alone. That is ibadah. So if an individual worships Jesus, that is not ibadah. That's not the correct ibadah. If an individual worships a prophet or an angel, this is not the correct ibadah. If an individual worships his desires, this is not the correct ibadah. The correct ibadah is that we worship Allah alone, being sincere for him in the religion. So we don't worship Allah because our parents told us to worship Allah. We don't worship Allah because this is what everybody else is doing. No, we worship Allah because Allah ordered us to worship him. Our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to worship him. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Dhariyat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinn nor the mankind except for them to worship me. And the fact that our parents, and in many of us, we were not on the path of Islam, and if it was a hujjah that we worship Allah just because our parents tell us to worship Allah, then that's incorrect. And there's many reasons why that is incorrect. One is because this is one of the reasons why the Quraysh found difficulty in coming to Islam. Because they were being called to a religion other than the religion of their forefathers. The people of Quraysh, they were being called to a religion other than the religion of their forefathers. So we don't worship Allah because this is what our parents told us to do. Or this is what our parents were doing. No, we worship Allah because Allah Azza wa Jal ordered us to worship Him, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And it's not a hujjah because if our parents are upon that which is incorrect, we should not follow that which is incorrect. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, his father was upon that which was not correct. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, his grandfather and his uncles were upon that which was not correct. But did that stop the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam? No. When he realized that tawheed has to be implemented sincerely for Allah azza wa jal, he changed the religion. And he changed the path of his forefathers and he took a new path. But his uncles were not willing to do so. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood at the bed of Abu Talib, his uncle, the father of Ali, when he stood at the bed of Abu Talib and he said to his uncle, oh my uncle, say la ilaha illallah. Oh my uncle, say there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. You will enter paradise. And those individuals, the Prophet's other uncles were standing at the side of their brother. Abu Jahl was standing at the side of his brother. And he looked at his brother, Abu Talib. And he said, are you going to go against the way of your forefathers? Meaning, are you going to leave the religion of your parents? So this is not correct. Yani, our children, we should not be raising our children that they worship Allah because we order them to worship Allah. No, we should tell them you worship Allah because Allah tells you to worship Him. Because Allah Azza wa Jal tells you to worship Him. And another reason why it is not correct that our children are raised to worship Allah just because we tell them to do so, is because many Muslims, unfortunately we see in the West, that the Muslim children are going astray. The Muslim children are going astray. They're no longer practicing Islam. They're finding it very difficult to practice Islam. Why? Because they were only doing it because their parents ordered them to do so. No. We should instill in our children love of Allah. We should instill in our children knowledge of Allah. You do this because Allah told you to do it. And the Prophet, when he stood amongst his relatives, he said to Fatima, I cannot benefit you. He said to his aunt, I cannot benefit you. He said to his uncles, I cannot benefit you. You have to worship Allah yourself. I cannot benefit you. So this is that which should be instilled in the children and the family members. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, mentioned that in regard. He said, لا يكفي أن ينتسب للإسلام وهو لا يعرفه. He said, it is not sufficient that a person attributes or ascribes to Islam and he doesn't know Islam. وَلَا يَعْرِفْ مَا هِيَ نَوَاقِدِ الْإِسْلَامِ He doesn't know Islam. He doesn't know that which goes against Islam. He doesn't know that which takes a person out of the fold of Islam. مَا هِيَ شَرَاءِ الْإِسْلَامِ He doesn't know the legislation of Islam. وَأَحْكَامَ الْإِسْلَامِ He doesn't know the rulings of Islam. وَلَا يَقْفِي الْإِنْتِسَابِ لِمِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَا تَعْرِفُهَا He said, it is not sufficient that you attribute yourself to Ibrahim and you don't know the religion of Ibrahim. وَإِذَا سُئِلْتَ عَنْهَا If you're asked about what is the religion of Ibrahim, تقول لا أدري. You say, I don't know. هَذَا لَا يَجُوز This is not permissible. يَجِبْ أَن تَعْرِفَهَا جَيِّدًا It is obligatory that you know the religion. You know it deeply. It is obligatory that you know the religion strongly. مَنْ أَجْلِ أَن تَثِيرْ عَلَيْهَا عَلَى بَصِيرًا So that you can follow the religion upon knowledge. وَأَلَّا تَخِلْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْهَا And so that you do not go against anything of the religion. So you have to know the religion. I mean, you don't have to know what your parents tell you and what your husband tells you for the sisters and the likes of that. No, you have to know the religion yourself. You have to know the religion yourself. So the author says, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَحْدَهُ So that you worship Allah alone. He didn't say that you worship Allah. Because if you go to the people that worship the grace, they say, we worship Allah. If you go to the Christians, they say, we worship Allah. If you go to the Jews, they say, we worship Allah. No, you have to worship Allah alone, being sincere for Him in the religion. Then Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, further down, he says, إِمَّا لِأَنَّهُ فَعَلَ كُلَّ ذَلَكْ رِيَاءَةً أَوْ سُمْعَةً أَوْ أَنَّهُ خَلَطَ عَمَلَهُ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الشَّرْكِ كالدعاء غير الله والاستغاثة بغير الله والذبح لغير الله فإن هذا لم يكن مخلصا في عبادته He said you have some people when they pray they do it so that they can be seen when they do anything in Islam they do it so that they can be seen they do it so that they can be heard or they mix their actions with shirk they call other than Allah they seek assistance from other than Allah They slaughter for other than Allah. If a person does this, yani he's worshiping Allah, but is he worshiping Allah in the correct manner? Then a person says, I worship Allah, but he calls on other than Allah. A person says, I worship Allah, but he calls on a saint. And this mas'ala, yani there's a common day example of that, and there's some people, you know, there's mathalan, a female, when there's a calamity, when there's something, you know, she's going through something of difficulty, she calls on her mother. She says, oh, mommy. Or she calls on her husband. She calls on her husband. Or a child, when they're going through some difficulty, they call on their mother. And their mothers are not present. Their fathers are not present. The sister, her husband is not present. Some of the ulama said, this is calling on other than Allah. Some of the ulama, they said, this is calling on other than Allah because the person is not present and they don't have the ability to hear you. So this is why we have to instill in our children and our wives and our families the issue of tawheed. They don't call on you, they call on Allah. If a female is going through some difficulty, she doesn't call on her husband. If he's present or if she calls him by way of phone, wonderful. But let's say if he's not on the phone, she has no way of reaching him. To call out in the air, oh so-and-so, this is impermissible. You know, so this is something important that we have to instill in our families, the fact that they call on Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, who is the one who can call on the one in distress? Who is the one who can answer Afwan? Who is the one who can answer the individual who's in distress? It is Allah. It is Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is something we have to instill in our families. And then he says, كَثِيرٌ مِّمَّنْ يَنْتَسِبُونَ إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ الْيَوْمِ يَقَعُونَ فِي الشِّرْكِ الْأَكْبَرِ مِنْ دُعَاءِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ وعبادة القبور والأضرحة والذبح لها والنظر لها والطواف بها والتبرك بها والاستغاثة بالأموات وغير ذلك وهم يقولون إنهم مسلمون. He said many of the Muslims today, they fall into shirk. They fall into major shirk. They call on other than Allah. They worship the graves. They slaughter for other than Allah. They make oaths for other than Allah. They make tawaf for other than Allah. They seek blessing from other than Allah. And they say, we are Muslims. هؤلاء لم يعرفوا ملة إبراهيم. They do not know the religion of Ibrahim. They do not know the religion of Ibrahim. التي عليها نبينا محمد نبيهم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. They don't know the religion that the Prophet Muhammad was upon صلى الله عليه وسلم. They don't know that religion. So that's why the author mentioned حفظ الله تعالى رحم الله تعالى that you worship Allah alone, sin being sincere for Him in the religion. And then he says, وَبِذَٰلِكَ أَمَرَ اللَّهُ جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ وَخَلَقَهُمْ لَهَا. This is that which Allah Ta'ala ordered the people. Not that which their fathers ordered them. Not that which the imam in the local masjid ordered you to do. Not that which your mother ordered you. No, this is that which Allah Ta'ala ordered you to do. This is that which Allah Ta'ala ordered you to do. And because of that, if you go through the Quran, and this is why, yani, the scholars of the past and the scholars of the present, they always advise the people, read the Quran. Open up the Quran and read the Quran. If you read the Quran from the beginning of it, after Surah Al-Fatiha and the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, you come to the verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, in the 21st verse, which is the first order in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ. The first order in the Quran, in the 21st verse in the Quran, Allah says, O mankind, worship your Lord. Worship your Lord. الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ. The one who created you. So why should you worship Allah alone? Why? Because He's the one who created you. وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And He created everyone who came before you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you may fear Him. Does Allah stop? No. He continues. He continues to inform you about His rububiyyah, to explain to you. And it's clear, yani, the rububiyyah of Allah. Allah is the creator. Allah is the provider. Allah is the one that gave you life. Allah is the one that provides for you. So this is why you worship Allah. Allah SWT says, الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا. The one who created the land, the earth, and He made it flat for you. وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَاءً. And Allah created the sky. It is above you. وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And Allah sent down from the sky the water. فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. And Allah brought out of the earth, Allah brought out the fruits. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. So do not create partners. Do not set up partners with Allah. And you know this. You know what? You know Allah created you from nothing. You know Allah made the earth for you. You know Allah made the heavens for you. You know Allah sent down the water for you. You know Allah brought about the crops for you. So do not make partners with Allah, and you know this. And this was the way of the Sahaba, radiallahu anhu. Yani, if you go to the Quran, from the rububiyyah, you establish the uluhiyyah, meaning from the fact that Allah has done all of these things for you, and you know that it is only Allah that you worship. You have in Sahih Bukhari, Al-Jubair bin Mut'am, one of the companions, he mentioned that from rububiyyah, it brought about uluhiyyah. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reciting one verse, Allah Ta'ala says, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَلْ لَا يُقِنُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, were they created from nothing? Or did they create themselves? Did they create the heavens and the earth? Don't they have any intellect? Jubair bin Mut'am, who at that time was a disbeliever, he said, when I heard that verse, my heart almost flew. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ. Yani, were they created from nothing, like the Big Bang Theory. What they say in the West, they say we were created from nothing. Some gases came together, they collided, they exploded, and then you had heavens and earth, and you had humans, and you had animals. So Jubair bin Mut'im, he said, when I heard this verse, were they created from nothing, or did they create themselves? He said, when I heard this, my heart almost flew. And because I know, I can't believe gases came together and then you had humans. You had animals, you had fruits, you had trees, you had intellect, you had minds. I can't believe this. And I know we didn't create ourselves. So he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he entered into Islam. He came to the Prophet and he entered into Islam. So the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَبِذَلَكَ أَمَرَ اللَّهُ جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ. Allah has ordered all of the people to worship Allah, to abstain from shirk, and to worship Allah. وَخَلَقَهُمْ لَهَا. This is why Allah ta'ala created us, as Allah ta'ala mentioned in the Quran in Surah Al-Zariyat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. This is the only reason we are present in this earth. We are only present to worship Allah. So everything that assists you in worshiping Allah, perform it. And everything that deters you from worshiping Allah, abandon it. We are only created to worship Allah tabaraka ta'ala alone, seeking no partners or setting up no partners with Allah tabaraka ta'ala, tabaraka ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka ta'ala in continuing in Surah Al-Zariyat, مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ الرِّزْقِ. Allah does not want any wealth from us. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. And Allah does not want us to feed Him. إِنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ. Allah is the provider. Allah is the one, the possessor of strength. Allah is the one who has power. And then the author says, وَمَعْنَا يَعْبُدُونَ يُوَحِدُونَ. He goes back to explain, and the meaning of worship is that you make Him single. Is that you single out Allah in all forms of worship. And the reason why the Shaykh keeps going to that is because there's people that say, I worship Allah. I worship Jesus and I worship Allah. I worship my desires and I worship Allah. I worship money and I worship Allah. That's not worship of Allah. Worship of Allah is that you only worship Him. And because of that, Ibrahim said to his people, I'm free from وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. And I'm free from that which you worship other than Allah. It's sufficient that you say, I worship Allah. That is not sufficient. And that's why we have a nephew and isbat. We affirm and we negate. You have to say, لا إله, there's no deity worthy of worship, إلا الله, except Allah. Except Allah. And that's why Ibn Qayyim, he said in Al-Fawahid, in one of his books, he said, the statement of Ibrahim is similar to the statement of believers in Surah Al-Ikhlas. Afwan, in Surah Al-Kafirun. We said, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Look, we have to negate. And we have to affirm. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. I do not worship that which you worship. And you do not worship that which I worship. See, so we have to negate. And it is not sufficient that we say we believe. It's not sufficient that we say we worship Allah. No, we have to negate shirk. We have to free ourselves from it. We have to free ourselves from the people. We have to free ourselves from the land if we have the ability. We have to negate all forms of shirk. So Ibrahim and the people that were with Ibrahim, they said, we free ourselves from you and that which you worship other than Allah. إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي. Ibrahim said, I free myself of that which you worship, except the one who has created me. Why? Because they used to worship Allah, and they used to worship other than Allah. So Ibrahim, والسلام, he freed himself of the people, and that which they worship other than Allah, Azza wa Jal. Then the author says, وَأَعْظَمُ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ التَّوْحِيدِ. The greatest thing that Allah has ordered you to do is to single out Him alone with worship. This is the greatest thing. And because of that, this is that which we focus on. This is that which we focus on. We focus on Tawheed. You have individuals today, they say, no, we focus on good character. All of the Muslims know Tawheed. We focus on good character. La ilaha illallah. All of the Muslims know Tawheed. So why do the Muslims worship other than Allah? Why do they worship the graves? Why do they worship the saints? Why do they worship prophets and messengers? If all of the Muslims know Tawheed, all of us are Muwahidun. No, we're not all Muwahidun. We're not all Muwahidun. You have the Muslims that are worshipping the graves. You have the Muslims that are worshipping prophets and messengers. You have the Muslims that are worshipping companions. Some of the Muslims, they worship Ali. Some of the Muslims, they worship Fatima. Some of the Muslims, they worship Hussein. If you go to Egypt, if you go to Syria, if you go to Jordan, if you go to Yemen, if you go to Pakistan and India, if you visit the graves, you find Muslim worship in the graves. How can you say that the Muslims are all upon Tawheed? And you want us to focus on character. You want us to focus on honesty and good manners. But the Muslims are upon Tawheed. Afwan, the Muslims are upon Shirk. So none of these things will benefit the Muslims if they do not establish the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is that which we have to focus on. And we also give time. We give time to good manners. We give time to honesty. We give time to the Muslims in their marriages and how to treat the wives and the likes of that. But we focus on Tawheed. And because of that, Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, Habibullah Ta'ala, he mentioned, he says, فَإِنَّهُ يَجِبْ أَنْ يَبْدَأُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالتَّعَلَّمُ الْعَقِيدَ قَبْلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. He said, it is obligatory that the people start learning the correct belief before everything. الْعَقِيدَةُ هِيَ الْأَسَاسِ فَيَجِبُ أَنْ يَبْدَأُ بِهَا بِالتَّعَلَّمُ وَالتَّعْلِيمِ. The aqidah is the foundation. So it is incumbent that we start with it in teaching. وَأَنْ يُدَاوَمْ عَلَى تَدْرِيسِهَا. And we continuously teach it. وَبَيَانِهَا لِلنَّاسِ. And clarify it to the people. لِأَنَّهَا هِيَ أَعْظَمْ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ. Because it is the greatest thing that Allah has ordered. فَلَيْسَ مِنَ الْمُنَاسِبِ. It is not befitting. أَنْ تَجْعَلَهَا آخِرِ الْعَشَّاءِ. أَوْ لَا يَعْدَى بِهَا. It is not befitting that you make it the last thing you focus on, or you don't focus on it at all. لِأَنَّ الْآنِ. Listen to what he says. Because now, هُنَاكْ دُعَاتْ يُزَحِّدُونَ فِي التَّعْلِيمَ التَّوْحِيدِ وَالْعَقِيدَةِ. He says, because nowadays you have people that try to deter you from teaching Tawheed and teaching Aqeedah. هُنَاكْ أُنَاسْ ابْتَلُوا بِهَذَا. There's some people, they are affected by this. There's some people, they're affected by this. Then Aqeedah and Tawheed is not important. Aqeedah and Tawheed is not important. And wallahi, this is what that statement of the Shaykh, it should be written with gold ink. Because even amongst the Salafis, yes, let's talk about something. And that is, when the Munafiqun and the hypocrites and those who are weak and those who are not upon the way of the son of Salih, when they speak and they have their plans and the likes of that to destroy the Muslims from within, they seek and they plan how to get in the middle of the ranks and how to destroy Islam from within. And they know if an individual was to come to a Salafi masjid and a masjid upon Tawheed and Sunnah and say, yeah, Ikhwan, don't focus on Tawheed, don't focus on the Surah Talata, don't focus on Kitab al-Tawheed. If he were to come like that, he or she were to come like that, the people would immediately be aware of them. But instead, no. They come and they claim to be upon the Sunnah. They portray to the people that they're upon the Sunnah and they want khair for the people. And then, after a year, 2 years, they slowly begin to say to the people, Usulah Salata is not sufficient. Kitab al-Tawheed is not sufficient. Why? Because in the beginning, if you would have said that in the beginning, we would have all been cautious from you. But you come into the ranks, you call this a Sunnah, you call this a Salafiyya, you say the Shaykh's name, Fawzan, Al-Albani, Shaykh Uthaymi, you say the names that the people like. And then after 3-4 years, then you start to say, Usulah Salata is not sufficient. Kitab al-Tawheed is not sufficient. Afwan. Did any of the du'at say it's sufficient? Did any of the du'at say it's sufficient? None of the du'at say it's sufficient. In the masajid of Salafiyya, if you go to Birmingham and Masjid Salafi, if you go to Canada, Masjid Furqan, to America, Masjid Rahma and Masjid Ibn Abbas, and if you go to Tobago, if you go to these different places, there's not one da'i upon the Sunnah, upon Salafiyya, that's saying, we only studied this book and it's sufficient. No one said that. We were teaching. The brothers were teaching. Walillahi alhamd. They were teaching Usul al-Salata. They were teaching Riyad al-Salihin. They were teaching Sahih Bukhari. They were teaching Sahih Muslim. They were teaching the books of the ulama. But now you have individuals that come and say, no, Usul al-Salata is not sufficient. This is a way of deterring the people from Tawheed. Kitab al-Tawheed is not sufficient. This is a way of deterring the people from Kitab al-Tawheed. From the lectures are what? The lectures are about marriage. The lectures are about, good character. So that, and the lectures in Tawheed become less and less and less. this is a way of deterring the people from the millet Ibrahim. So the reality is, the people have to be aware of this. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, Habibullah Ta'ala, in his books and in his lessons, he warned against this. He says, you have these jama'at, you have these individuals, these groups that are saying slowly, slowly, don't focus on Tawheed. Don't focus on this. Don't, this is not sufficient. We have to read Riyadus Salihin day and night. We have to talk about marriage affairs day and night. This is the problems in our community. Yes, there's no doubt. These are problems in our community, but the foundation is Tawheed. The foundation is Tawheed. The foundation is their lack of knowledge or lack of knowledge about Allah Azza wa Jal. Their taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. Their understanding of the names and the sifat of Allah Azza wa Jal. If they understood those things, then the other affairs will be very easy. But if they're deficient in the adab, then the building cannot. A building cannot and will not be stable without a strong foundation. Bismillah ta'ala, next week we will continue in reading from this wonderful book and its wonderful explanation by Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, Habibullah ta'ala. Bismillah ta'ala, Allah knows best, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslim.